Firstly, thank you to the organisers of the Torah for asking me to come back again. The subject of the Shir is the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim. Very topical. And a mitzvah which it's very easy to think, it's an easy mitzvah to be Mekayim, because we sit down, we say the Haggadah, and it's all there. That is the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim. What more is there to do? So, what I want to look at is some of the ideas behind the mitzvah Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim, the Makoyot from the Torah, and the purpose of the Shir is to try to understand some of the concepts upon which the Seder is based, and how we Makayim the mitzvah. So the structure of the Shir, the format which I would like to follow, is firstly to outline the Makoyot of the mitzvah itself, the Psukim in the Torah, and then to discuss how the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach differs from the mitzvah that we have to remember Yetziyas Mitzrayim every single day. Everyone knows there's a mitzvah to remember Yetziyas Mitzrayim every single day. So how does it differ from the mitzvah of Leil Pesach? Or how does the mitzvah of Leil Pesach or Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim differ from that mitzvah? And then we'll move on to discuss some of the actual ways that we are mekayim this mitzvah and some of the specific details in halacha which relate to it. So the Torah actually mentions the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim, or at least Zechirat Yetziyas Mitzrayim. Anyone know how many times in the Torah actually occurs? 8 times. It occurs 8 times, to the best of my knowledge, in the Torah. I'm not going to go to all the psukim. Many psukim we are familiar with, because those are the 4 psukim that the Haggadah brings for the Ba'al Bonim. And we have the pasuk of Leman Tesateh Ba'ozne Bincho Ben Bincho. A number of different psukim, which you can, if you go through the Chumash, you'll find there's 8 times in the Torah that actually mentions the actual mitzvah itself. Now, which is the makoyer for the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach? Which pasuk mandates us to tell the story of Yetziyas Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach? So it would seem to be a slight machlokes in the Rishonim. And I say slight because of the following. The Rambam says that the pasuk is Zochay es Hayoyim Hazeh Asher Yatzatzim Mimitzrayim Beis Avodim. That is the makor of it. The Rambam also adds, he brings in the wording of the Rambam, the pasuk of Vehikatat Lebincha. And if you look up the Rambam, the way he brings it in is that is the pasuk that tells us that we have to perform this mitzvah on Leil Pesach. That's telling you that it has to be on that day. But the actual makoyer of the mitzvah itself is the pasuk of Zochay Es Hayom Hazeh. Whereas if you look in the Sefer Chinuch seems to say that the entire makoyer of the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach is Vehikatato Levincho. That's not just, as the Rambam used it, as a pasuk to tell you when to do it. That is the makor of the mitzvah itself. Those are the two opinions which we find in the Rishonim. Now, I'll put a question to you. Is the mitzvah the Raisa or the Rabbonon? So you might think, well, that's a silly question, because we just said that 8 times in the Torah where it actually says that you have to perform this mitzvah in some manner. So the answer is, it's not such a simple question, it's not such a silly question. Because the Rosh and other Rishonim seem to hold that the mitzvah of Vehikatat Levincha is only if your child asks you. If your child comes to you with questions and asks you, then you have a chiyuv to respond. But if he doesn't, then there is no mitzvah midoraita, and it's only a mitzvah derabbanon to do it. There are other Rishonim who hold like that. But it seems to be other Rishonim, majority of Rishonim, the way we take on seems to be that it's a poshta mitzvah deraita, even if your son doesn't ask you, there is a mitzvah of telling the story of the Yetziyas Mitzrayim. That point is actually pointed out by Yeruchim Fishel Palo in his Pirush on the Sefer HaMitzvah. So we'll take on with the Raisa. That's how that seems to be. The majority of Rishonim seem to hold like that. The importance of the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetziyas Mitzrayim. Now, many of the Mefarshim discuss what the mitzvah is all about. What's it coming to tell us? To be mechazik asin emuna, mechazik apitochem, mechazik the idea of hashkocha prophets, various different ideas. Those are divrei drush and divrei gadol. I'm not going to go into all of that now. We're going to concentrate more on the lomdos and the halachic side of this mitzvah. There is one point which I saw in the Haggadah of the Tashbetz, which I thought is worth pointing out. It's brought down in the Haggadah Migdal Edo, and he brings down different portions over there. He brings the wording of the Tashbetz like this: Mitzvah Hasayim in Atayah, and Sater Belel Pesach Nisim Sha'osu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ali Seidi B'Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah Hasayim, a positive mitzvah in Atayah, to tell over on Leil Pesach Nisim Sha'osu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ali Seidi B'Mitzrayim. The miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to our fathers in Mitzrayim, noise of our mitzvah Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, in addition to the mitzvah, the regular mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's one mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's another mitzvah which occurs on Leil Pesach to tell over the mitzvah of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'sha'akach nistavinu b'teira ha'be'e pa'omim lizkai tomid Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're commanded many times in the Torah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is said, remember for the generation all the wonders, ki'inu shenema, sitru livnechem, tell over to your children, zoy achado, k'day shigadlu hanorim, so that your children will grow up, the gamad zikna v'seva, until they get to an old age, the zoy sayedia, with this knowledge, with this fact. This is the ikkah of our emunah, and this goes against all philosophy, the chiddush, and those people who want to be machish and dimnai, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the idea of chiddush ha'olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu creating the world, and Kodesh Baruch Hu creating the world. The idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim, simply Yitzias Mitzrayim, is to go against that and to be mechazik us in our belief that Kodesh Baruch Hu is controlling the world. And it goes on with the Verki, Mashinasa, Lavistelu, Lahatianim, Mitzrayim, Mitzhaka, Melech, of the Umakosha, Goshwacha took us out from Mitzrayim, from a strong nation, as they Makas, Mishunas, as they Novi, Shluch, Mashem, Yisporach. You have to know exactly the story, exactly how it occurred. What exactly is the difference between the mitzvah that occurs every day and the mitzvah of Leil Pesach? So there is Rav Chaim Brisker, which is brought down. It's brought down in the Sefer Emek Baruchah, and it's brought down in other places in the stencils of Rav Chaim, and it's printed in the Haggadah of the Beit Halevi as well. And Rav Chaim Brisker said there's three distinctions between the mitzvah of every day, of Zechira, of Yitzias Mitzrayim every day, and the mitzvah on Leil Pesach. Firstly, said Rav Chaim, Sippur involves telling over something to somebody else. That's what Sippur is. Zechira is remembering. It's enough I remember it for myself, within my own mind. Perhaps I have to say it by Alper, but I don't have to say it to anybody else. Whereas the mitzvah Sippur is telling it over to somebody else. That's the first chiluk. And there's the specific how this has to be done. It has to be done with Derech Sheila Teshuvah, and there are some questions which we're going to go into a little bit later. The second chiluk, said Reb Chaim, is that the Zechira only requires a person to mention coming out of Mitzrayim. You have to say, we came out of Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But the mitzvah of Sippur, you see, at Mitzrayim, is all, in his words, the Hishtalshlus, everything that built up to it. How we came down to Mitzrayim in the first place, what happened to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, then Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out, perhaps even Kriyas Yam Suf. The whole story, everything, all the events attached to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted of us in this mitzvah, and that is a distinction between this, that second distinction between this mitzvah and the regular mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The third chiluk, said Reb Chaim, is that on Leil Pesach, you have to mention as part of the Haggadah the mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to keep on that night, which is Rabbi Gamliel and the Haggadah, Pesach, Matzah, Umora. Not only doing the mitzvahs, but mentioning the mitzvahs as the Lashon of Rabbi Gamliel in the Haggadah states. You have to mention these mitzvahs. Now here it seems to be Reb Chaim is going specifically to feel the shitta of the Rambam, where the Rambam, if you look in the Lashon of the Rambam says all these things are part of the Haggadah itself. We used to think the Haggadah perhaps is just telling the story. So why is mentioning the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Morah? Why is that part of the Haggadah itself? The Rambam says that is part of the Haggadah itself. Other Rishonim and Chaylek, the Kolboy, seems to say not like that. The mentioning those mitzvahs is part of those mitzvahs itself. In other words, when you have to mention Pesach Matzah Morah, the mentioning Pesach is a key of the mitzvah of Pesach. The mentioning Morah is a key of the mitzvah of Morah. That's how the Kolboy holds, and others hold like that. The Rambam seems to hold that part the, mentioning these mitzvahs is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzirah, the mitzvah Haggadah itself. So Reb Chaim included that in the three chilukim that he said. So there's, to summarize, Reb Chaim's shita, first is it has to be telling it over to somebody else. Secondly, you have to mention the historical build up, what happened to Klal Yisrael, what built up to Yetzirah Mitzrayim. And thirdly, you have to mention the mitzvahs of the night as well. Other Rachmanim do mention other chilukim as well, but that suffices for now. Now, the following question bothered me for quite a long time, and I didn't find an answer to it till this year. Pesach is a time when families come together, we sit around the Seder, children come home. Usually, one person is leading the Seder. You have the Balabai, whoever is leading the Seder. And he's the person who is saying the Haggadah, and even if everybody else reads the Haggadah along with the Balabai. But he's the one who's going to be explaining Yetzirat Mitzrayim, he's going to explain the Midrash, he's going to say what happens. No one else is really doing that. People might make their contributions, our children might say what they learned from the school, but there's really one person who's doing it all. So how is everybody else Yotzer the Mitzvah Sifur Yetzirat Mitzrayim when one person is doing it? You're not doing it yourself. And there is a mitzvah in the Torah that every single person has to do it themselves. So how are you Yotzer this particular mitzvah when someone else seems to be running the show? Question is clear? Okay, so I found there are two tshuvas from contemporary poskim that talk about this shaila. One is from Rav Batal Stern, who was a Rav in Melbourne, and he takes two different mahalkim to answer this question. And he says that firstly we can explain it in the idea of shlichus, and secondly with the idea of shemeya ko'oina. We know, we're all familiar with the concept of shlichus. When a mitzvah is incumbent upon a person, certain types of mitzvahs, a person can command someone else, instruct somebody else to go and do that mitzvah for you. The example, classic example everyone learns at the beginning of Kiddushin, that you can get someone else to do Kiddushin for you, and Keilu, you did the mitzvah yourself. That's the mitzvah, that is the concept of Shlichus. He wants to say that in Sipur Yetzirat Mitzrayim, there's also an idea of shlichus as well. Everybody else is sitting around the table, and the balabayis is appointed as your shliach. Whoever is leading the seder, he is appointed as your shliach to be mekayim the mitzvah on your behalf. And he wants to say, he brings a raya from a Rashi. I'm not going to go into that now. He brings a raya that whereas in normal shlichus, the person has to appoint, the mashaleach has to appoint the shliach and say, "You are my shliach to do the mitzvah for me." Here, where the situation is different, where everyone is sitting together, and it's clear from the whole situation over there that I want someone else to be my shliach because he's leading, then I don't even have to appoint him. It's assumed, it's automatic. That's the first way he wants to explain. So therefore, the balabais is my shliach. But I'm sure some people are bothered by the question. Yeah, but isn't there a mitzvah of mitzvah oy yoyseli b'shlucho? It's better for you to do a mitzvah yourself than to get a shliach. So maybe we should all arrange to have our own private Sedorim by ourselves. Never go to our family, never have anybody else in charge of the Seder, because mitzvah boy, yaitan libishluchai. So he doesn't know, not at all. And he is machadish over here, to me it was a chiddush, but perhaps it's not a chiddush, that the concept of mitzvah boy, yaitan libishluchai is if an individual person has a mitzvah upon themselves to do. So then, if I go and get somebody else to do it for me, so that's a shlichus. But then we say mitzvah bo yosem ibushlichoi. It's better to get to do it yourself. But if there is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon a group of people together, such as Klal Yisrael or the people sitting around your table, everyone has to do the mitzvah at that time. This is what you see as Mitzrayim. Then no, there's not the concept of mitzvah bo yosem ibushlichoi. Then the opposite is true. Adaraba, on the contrary, we can say Barolam Hazat Melech. It's better for one person to be mighty everybody else that mitzvah itself. Okay. So for example, In benching, when we make a zimun, ideally, how is a zimun meant to be carried out? The person who is being mezamein leads the zimun, and everybody else answers the zimun. And when it comes to the benching, really and truly, he's meant to say the benching, and everybody else is not meant to answer amen. But we don't do that nowadays because we're worried that people won't actually concentrate on the words that are being said. But ideally, when you have a concept of a few people being yoked through one person, that is a very good thing. It's the Rogan Hadith Mela. And therefore, there's no problem over here of mitzvah bo yosem ibushluchai. That's the first mahalach that Rav Batal Stern in the Tshuvas B'Tel HaChokhmah takes. It works through shlichus. The person leading the seder is your shliach. Now, The second point that he wants to say is the idea of Shomer Ka'oina. We're familiar with the concept of Shomer Ka'oina. You can hear a person, for example, making a bracha, and you can hear it, and you can answer Amen, even perhaps without even answering Amen. You can be yoked to the bracha, a bracha which you're mechuyev to make by somebody else making that bracha itself. Shomer Ka'oina. A person who hears something, it's ke'ilu, he answered it, ke'ilu, he said it himself. So therefore he wants to say that again with Leil Pesach as well, with the mitzvah simply see at the time of Leil Pesach, one person is saying it, everybody else is sitting there listening, and through Shomer Ka'ayna you are Yoytza. And it brings a proof, an interesting proof, and this is a proof from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that when a person is Yoytza a mitzvah through Shomer Ka'ayna, so the Chazon Ish's lashon is that the dibur of the mashmia is like the dibur of the shomea. In other words, that when a person hears, and he's hearing from somebody else, it's as though he said it himself. It's not just a method or mechanism through which to be yotzer mitzvah. It's ki'ilu, the words came out of your mouth itself. So when another person is saying the words that need to be said for the kiyum of this mitzvah, or this bracha, whatever it is, and you hear, it's ki'ilu, you said it yourself. Shomer Ka'oina, says the Chazon Ish, ki'ilu, you're saying it yourself. And what's the Chazon Ish's raya for this? The raya is, one of his rayas, is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. We go to shul, we listen to the Baal Koyre laying the Megillah, and we yotze through that. How we yotze? Through Shomer Ka'oina. But there is a halacha which says that you're not allowed to do Kriya Baal Peh. A person, when he's yotze mitzvah kriya from the gira, it has to be kriya bichtav. So it's all very nice that the Baal Koyre is leaning and you're listening to him, but if it's just that you're yotze through him, so then how can it be that you're going to be yotze the mitzvah? Because as far as you're concerned, there's a kriya ba'al peh. You haven't got the bichtav in front of you, and there's a din that requires you to have a kitab in front of you, to be reading from the kitab. So how can you be yotze? So the only answer is, says the Chazon Ish, that it's as though you're saying it yourself. So when the person is leaning, and he's leaning from the kitab, it's ki'ilu, he's putting the words in your mouth, and the words are coming out of your mouth. And therefore, ki'ilu, you have a kitab in front of you itself. That's one of the rayas the Chazon Ish brings. But anyway, even without the rayas, the concept of Shomer Ka'oina is a well-known concept. And he wants to say that's what happens at the Seder itself. When everyone else is flitting around the Seder, through Shomer Ka'oina, we are Yotze the Mitzvah. However, none of these Pesukim mention that there's early Makoros which seem to say clearly that we are Yotze through somebody else. It seems to be Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara brings in Pesukim Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis that Rav Sheshet and Rav Yosef said over the Haggadah, and everybody else listened. And the Gemara discussed over there, how can everybody else be Yotzer? They were blind. They were blind. And perhaps they weren't B'nei Chiyuva. The Gemara discussed over there. Perhaps they were B'nei Chiyuva, not B'nei Chiyuva. But the Gemara doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact that if they were definitely B'nei Chiyuva, then everybody else would have been Yotzer over there. The Gemara takes a sponsorship over there. It's obvious to the Gemara that everybody else would be Yotzer through Rav Sheshet and Rav Yosef saying it. So you see from there that you can be yotze through other people. So it seems to be a Mefurash Gemara, although the Lomdus is not clear exactly how it's working over there. It's interesting that these Truvas that we saw didn't bring down, seems to be an interesting Gemara. This is not my Raya, it's a Raya which I saw brought down in the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag. And he brings this Raya, he brings a Rashbam. The Rashbam also seems to be imply that one person says the Haggadah and other people listen, and that your yotze is no problem at all. And there's many other Rishonim who state this explicitly, that when one person is saying it, everybody else being there is sufficient. So in this paper, Hilchot Chag B'Chag, he wants to explain it, and I saw subsequently in the sefer from Moshe Steinbuch, he says a very similar thing. He says, you don't need to come on to Shlichus. You don't need to come on to Shomer Ka'oinim at all. This is the Tzuras HaMitzvah. The mitzvah of Simple Yetzias Mitzrayim, by definition, involves one person telling it over to at least another person, could be other people as well. That is the mitzvah itself. How is it possible to be Mekayim, a sipur, telling something over, by definition, if there's nobody else there? And everybody else, because they are the emsoi, they are the medium through which the mitzvah is being Nitzchayim. Therefore, everybody else is a chakish deal. Everyone's coming together. It's all one group. Everyone is involved in the mitzvah. This person is saying it. This person is listening to it. He's the recipient of the words of Sifrei Shechita. Everyone is together. Everyone is involved in the mitzvah together. That is how the mitzvah, everybody else is yoked to this mitzvah. And he brings over by in the Seder of the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon used to say the Haggadah, and everybody else kept quiet. I don't know if you can bring a light from there, because maybe in the presence of the God we would also keep quiet as well. But it seems to say that that's a clear raya from there, that the people can be yotze, not necessarily saying anything or participating. However, the minhag is that most places people do read along the Haggadah themselves. And really, our discussion really is focusing on the elaborations and the explanations that the Balabais is likely to or should put into to the whole story of Sifrei Mitzrayim. How we get to that aspect of it, so we come on to any one of these three different mahalkim, either Shlichus, Shomer Ka'oina, or with this third approach over here, that this is a Tzuras HaMitzvah. However, the person do point out that a person should try, even if there is one Balabais saying something, should try to make their own input, especially if you have your own children there as well. You want to be in the kind of yourself as well, so it's best to try and make your own contributions as well. Okay. Now, we mentioned before that there is the concept that the simple Yisias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach has to be done the Derech She'ela U'Teshuvah, right? Which is through question and answer. Now, firstly, it's important to point out the questions come which way? The question comes from the children and the answer comes from the parents. It's not a faher. It's not the parents fahering the children. What do they learn in Cheder? The idea has to be the children ask the question, and then they are encouraged and given all kinds of entitlements in order to actually ask the question. And the father, in response, answers it, and through that is the kind of mitzvah of the Gadot HaDevincho. Why is the mitzvah designed in this way? Why would Chazal, when they were mistaken how we do it, or even the Torah, if we learn that's the pshat in the psukim of Kishal Sabincho, the Prophet says that. Why was the mitzvah in this way? So in the Sefer Derech Pikudecho from the Bnei Yisrael, he explains that it's like this: that when a person has a question or a sofek or a doubt, and he goes and he gets an answer to that question, the inyan and the answer and his words is Yosef Nikba. It's fixed, it's better, and a great impression is made on the neshama of the person when a person has a sofek and he goes and he's mavara that sofek and he goes and finds the answer to that. You have a question, a doubt, you go and get the answer and you bring home to yourself the answer to that question. That is fixed upon yourself. It makes a greater impression, a much longer lasting impression. And that is how the reason why the Torah explained, told us that the mitzvah has to be done in this fashion. When the child has a doubt, he doesn't understand what's going on. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? What are these shinui? What are these differences that we're making? What's it all about? And then he has everything explained to him and everything is clear and 100% clear, then that will make a very long lasting impression on the child. And he brings the lashon of, I'm not sure where this lashon occurs, but there's a similar lashon in the Gemara. He brings the lashon of Mishalai Ta'am. I think the Tainug of Hataras HaSreikas, like Tainug Me'olam. The person who hasn't tasted the taste of resolving Sreikas has never tasted the Tam of Tainug Me'olam. We're more familiar with the notion of Ein Simcha Kataras HaSreikas. There is no Simcha like the Hatorah, like resolving Sreikas doubt. When a person has a Sofik and it's resolved, they create a Gemadik of Simcha. So therefore, when the child is involved in the mitzvah like this, not only does he get the information that he wants, but it's the simcha as well, and that's why the Torah commanded us to do the mitzvah in this way. An interesting point that nowadays, Baruch Hashem, our children go to school and they learn plenty of information. They come back and they often know more than the parents about Sifrei Mitzrayim. They know all the midrashim, everything has been printed and everything has been published. So how is a father going to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'higadot l'mincha? The child knows everything already. So in the tshuva of Lahoreis Nosson from Nosson Gestetner, he deals with this question about Arichas Gedolah, and he says, okay, even so the father has to make special hachonas before Pesach to make sure that he knows more than the child, or he knows at least some things that the child doesn't know, and therefore he can come and he can tell things to the child the child doesn't know. Otherwise, it's not the Gadol Vincha anymore; it's the other way around. So we have to make sure that when I turn on the right aid, and we've got to be conveying information to them, and not the other way around. I mean, obviously they can participate. We should prevent them from saying things, but we have to be mekana mitzvah for ourselves as well. Okay. You have to be able to say more that the child doesn't know, otherwise there's no being out of the vincor. You've got to be telling, communicating and transmitting information that he doesn't know, otherwise there's no real kiyum of that mitzvah itself. Okay, just to finish off with, there's we've discussed how the mitzvah, some of the aspects of the mitzvah for ourselves nowadays, how we carry this mitzvah. What would happen to the Otid Lovli? When we know that the Nisim and the Nisloi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring us and will show us, will be greater than the Nisim of Yisrael Mitzrayim. So what would happen to this mitzvah of Sibri Yisrael Mitzrayim? So we know the Mechilta is brought down, B'kitzin in Haggadah, that Chachamim Oymen Yimei Chayecha Ba'olim Hazay, Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi Limois HaMashiach. The Zohar held that we're not going to mention Yisrael Mitzrayim La'atid Lo Veshanema. L'chein hinei yomim boim Nuhum Hashem V'yoyim oid Chai Hashem Asher Hele Yisrael Mitzrayim. You're not going to be saying, talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim anymore, because the Nisim and the Nisloas of the Shpach will show us La'atid Lo Veshanema are much greater than that. So the Gemara discusses and goes on, and it comes out that we will mention Yisrael Mitzrayim, but it will be different to how it is nowadays. It's the Ikka, and then it will be Tofel. Then we'll talk about the Ikkel, it will be the assistant, the Yeshua of that time, but as a Tofel, as a secondary thing, we will mention the Yisrael Mitzrayim. And I saw a Moshe brought down from somebody called the Yitzchak Aaron, the Magid of Vilkomir, and he brings an interesting Moshe, and he says that a person who was poor, and he was had a particular stomach ailment, whatever it was, and he had no desire to eat food at all. And because he didn't have any desire to eat food, he didn't really want to eat food, and he got ill from it. Eventually, he found a doctor, and the doctor made him better. And now he could go and eat. But the problem was, he was an army, he was so poor, and he didn't have any money to go and buy any food, so it didn't really help him very much. The years went by, and this army became a bit more wealthy, a bit more rich, and he had money to buy food, and he was able to go out, and he was able to go and buy food, and enjoy himself, and eat what he needed. And one day he met the doctor who had healed him all those years back before. And he said to him, now I can appreciate what it was that you did for me. At the time, yes, you healed me. You brought back my taiva tachida, my ability, my desire to eat. But at the time I didn't appreciate it at all because I couldn't afford to go and buy food. Now I'm in a position, I'm able to go and buy food. Now I can appreciate the refuah that you did for me all those years back. In a similar vein, he said, that's what's going to be la'asid lavoi. That we're going to be able to appreciate the mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yeshua Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us at the time of Yisrael Mitzrayim. Now, when Klal Yisrael had the Yeshua at that time, but we've got into Golus since, and we've experienced all the terrible things that we've experienced over the Doron, and we haven't received the Geula Shleima yet. So we can't really appreciate what Kodesh Baruch Hu did of Yeshua at that time of Yisrael Mitzrayim. We can tell it over and we can recount it, but we can't really appreciate it. The Asid Lovo and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will do Yeshua and Nifloyes in the time of the Geula. Then we will understand and we will appreciate what the Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us at that time, and that's why it's still shy to talk about Yisrael Mitzrayim, even La'atid Lo'avoy, because the whole thing won't be misbattled in the government. It might be possible, but it will be still something which is applicable and appropriate to talk about at that time. May we be zeicher to mekayim in the mitzvah of Sifrei Yisrael Mitzrayim in the most mechatchila stick away, and to the nisim and nisloyes of the Geula Shleima. Dabei ist gerade schon mal